Well, as you know, our young people right now are probably challenged more than ever before. We have the opiate crisis staring us down in all of our communities across Ohio, and we have abuse and neglect and trauma that has always been with us. So Lighthouse is there to support and serve our young people and the families that surround them, whether that be a nuclear family, single-parent household, foster family, or some sort of kinship or other provider. We're always working with the young people to stabilize the situation they're in and provide them with the best support possible to achieve success. This current grant, what really was exciting for us is we had a lot of people that were getting access to our services, but there was a substantial delay between the initial intake or referral that would come in and the actual assessment of the child, and then the provision of services, whatever that might be. And what we've done with UnitedHealthcare and the United Health Foundation grant is really shorten the time through creating this integrated access center that allows us to deliver the initial intake and assessment much faster than ever before through an integrated access team and mobile delivery, and then get them into the proper programming and services much faster than we have ever really dreamed of.
Can you give us some details on how those integrated access teams will operate?
Sure. They're actually, so this grant has been in effect now for a few months in Cincinnati, and we're hoping to expand this to the Dayton area early next year, early in 2020. And out to Ross County as well. So they are actually embedded within our headquarters building here in Cincinnati and have a mobile unit as well as expanded office hours. So we're reducing the barriers right now. You used to have to set up an appointment and come visit us in our headquarters building in the city in an urban area. And now we're meeting our clients where they are, whether that's at home, in school, out in the community, or any other place where they might be if they're in a group home, or even at our Shakely Center if they're young adults. So it really expands access to services for the young people and the families and reduces those barriers of office hours, transportation, job issues for mom or dad or foster parent. It's something that I think will expand and is good for all of Ohio eventually. We'll whether it's Lighthouse or another provider, we'll be penetrating all of Ohio with this kind of access to care.
You've got a facility in the Walnut Hills neighborhood, and it looks like your staff will have to or is already undergoing some additional training to fulfill this expanded mission.
That's correct, because really you have clinicians and then you have assessment team members that are going to be trained in all of our programs. So you think about historically, Jerry, we have 19 different programs at Lighthouse, and you might have 19 different intake people and 19 different styles of assessments, and the really the goal of this grant is to achieve consistency throughout all of Lighthouse. So we're training this integrated access team to be a one-stop shop or single source where they will be able to take a young person or the family that's referring them and be able to consistently provide an assessment so that there is no need to repeat your story five times. A lot of, you think about our kids coming to us, they have severe trauma and they are having to repeat their story two, three, five times depending on the different services they might need. So really it's reducing that. You're going to have one person that is going to get to know you, get to know your story, and then understand where it's best to have you served. And that is going to, again, not only reduce the wait time to access to care, but reduce sort of that fear, trauma, repetitive, having to tell your story again and again, which, as we know, if you've had a bad story to tell, the last thing you want to do is have to repeat it to five different providers or even friends, right? So it's very impactful for the young person and the family.
Heather, can you tell me a little bit, a brief summarization of the kind of work that you do at UnitedHealthcare that puts you in contact with organizations like Lighthouse?
Sure. As I mentioned, I work for UnitedHealthcare, and so to think a little bit about what we do at UnitedHealth Group is over 300,000 employees strong. We're all across the country and really across the globe, and we're a health services company that's really dedicated to helping people live healthier lives and making the healthcare system work better for everyone. So right here in Ohio, we actually provide coverage to nearly 2 million people at all stages in their life, my focus is really two areas at United Health Group. One is that I oversee the Medicaid business at United Healthcare, which provides services and managed care to over 6 million people across the country. Many of them are most vulnerable individuals, children and families needing extra support and access to behavioral health and physical health services, and often even social and supports for their essential needs. I also serve on the United Health Foundation, which is the philanthropic arm of United Health Group. And at the foundation, we strive to provide services, look for partners like the Lighthouse Youth and Family Services Program that really are doing the work that we strive for, helping people live healthier lives and making the health system work better for everyone right in our communities. So through the United Health Foundation, we find partners and we provide grants, often multi-year grants like the one here for the Lighthouse Youth and Family Services. This is a multi-year grant. It's over a three-year period. Our goal being to really help an organization like Lighthouse that is already doing great work, over 50 years of service to youth and families, is specifically to individuals transitioning from homelessness right in the Southwest Ohio communities, right in Cincinnati. And then we just work to fill in the gaps and help. Specifically, this opportunity became really of interest to us because, one, the success and the track record that Lighthouse Youth and Family Services has already had. But in addition to that, when we think about the members that we serve, we know that homelessness is a significant barrier, and as Paul mentioned, it's a significant problem in Ohio and particularly in the Cincinnati area. We can only imagine, not just with homelessness, you can only imagine that access to health care when you're also transitioning from homelessness is a barrier and is a problem. In fact, when we look at America's Health Rankings, which is an annual report put out to really grade the health of our states across the nation, Ohio ranks actually 45th for children's health. So access to health care and integrated health care, particularly behavioral health and physical health, are challenges in Ohio. So this grant was something that gave us an opportunity to help address some of the challenges there.
Heather, can you repeat the last statistic that you just offered us?
Sure. So America's Health Rankings, which is an annual report that ranks the health of our nation, really state by state, in various areas of healthcare services, has a healthcare ranking for every state, and specifically for Ohio every year. In 2018, according to the America's Health Rankings report, Ohio ranked, for children's health specifically, it ranked 45th, meaning that that's 45th out of 50 states. So a lot of opportunity for us to improve healthcare, access to healthcare, and outcomes for children in Ohio. The work that Lighthouse is doing to transition individuals out of homelessness into stability is a large part of that, because we know that individuals are healthier when they have stable environments and their essential needs are taken care of. Our grant was really to help Lighthouse do great work they're already doing in helping individuals get assessed and get access to behavioral health and medical services. Our grant, as Paul mentioned, was to speed up that process, reduce the time from intake into the system to assessment and to receiving care when our children are transitioning from homelessness.
This has got to be a challenge when you're looking at grants coming in from organizations large and small who are doing similar work to Lighthouse Youth and Family Services. It's got to be a challenge to decide what organization is going to take your grant funding the farthest and do the most good, if that's even an adequate phrasing of that.
It is a great point, Jerry. I will tell you, although it is one of the most fulfilling things and a great opportunity to have at United Health Foundation, it's a tough problem to have, because we are certainly approached with many great opportunities to improve the health across our communities. We do look for grants like this one, and we look for partners like Lighthouse Youth and Family Services, and that they represent a couple of things. First of all, Lighthouse Youth and Family Services already provide very comprehensive services in Cincinnati and Southwest Ohio, but has a strong track record of providing services, 50 years of service to our youth and families in the area, with really a focus on individuals from 17 to 24 and ensuring stability. For us, grants, we try to make grants that are multi-year, that are to organizations that have strong connections to our communities, with an emphasis and focus on improving health care in our communities and helping individuals access care, but also organizations like Lighthouse that have the ability to take the grant, improve their own processes, maybe fill a gap in their processes or in their services, and then be able to continue those processes and services beyond the term of our grant. So in this particular case, working with Lighthouse Youth and Family Services, they already had a very strong intake, assessment, and treatment process. The challenge was that as the service area has grown and the ability to really treat, assess, and treat people where they are, they needed a centralized intake team, and they had always wanted to do that. So this grant really just allowed them to be able to create a central intake team where they could streamline their process, ensure that the individuals that once they had they went through the intake into the system could have a faster assessment, and they do that through really mobile and on-site clinical assessors that are assessing individuals over the weekends, during evening hours, during the workday, where individuals need to be assessed, either on-site at one of their facilities or out in the community. And so it makes the process faster, with the goal to really reduce that time from intake to assessment and then from assessment into treatment. And so we're pleased that we were able to help support that process with a centralized intake unit, streamline processes, and access to care faster. But Lighthouse is doing all the work. They have great services, and we just help them be able to streamline and enhance their processes.
And if I can, Jared, yeah. I was going to just offer there. So it's really incredible when you think about it. A year ago, we did have on the drawing board creating what we called a centralized intake unit, and we were able to submit that to United Health Foundation. Their grant support was nothing short of spectacular. I mean, they really dug in once we learned we had made it past the initial stages and tried to help us and helped us come up with the Integrated Access Center as the name of our unit, and really, you know, something we always planned on doing, but it was going to take probably a few years to fully develop, is now going to take us, you know, several months really to get off the ground and a couple years to completely roll out. But it just sped up our strategic plan so much to get what we knew was best practice for our community and for our kids. So great partner, and the sustainability that Heather mentioned I think is really important, because Lighthouse does have that staying power. We are going to be here, and we're already trying to figure out, okay, what does 2021 look like? What does 22 look like? Because we know this is really, you know, sort of seed money. This is important money that gets us started, gets something going, and it's up to us to have a long-term strategic vision for it and financial plan.
So one thing I would add, just to Paul's point, I really appreciate, Paul, your comments, because we felt a great partnership, too, with all of your staff and your team at Lighthouse. And I think that's another thing we look for. You asked the question, Jerry, sort of when we think about grants and we're presented with so many grants, one of the things that's important to us is that we do have a full staff at the United Health Foundation that wants to really work as partners. So it really isn't just about giving dollars to a strong community organization, but it's about partnering together and helping to support that grant. So we're really there through the grant. We were talking about this yesterday, that we've spent a lot of time together as a team. What I value most in that is not only that we can be there side by side and support Paul and the Lighthouse Youth and Family Services, but we learn from that too. And so it creates best practices for us and opportunities for us to share that in other communities. And so we can take the great work that Lighthouse is already doing together with the improvements we're seeing through our investment, and then we can share that in other communities, and it just makes our communities better, but it makes our entire health care system work better, and it makes people healthier across the nation, and that's our goal.
Your organization's hosted a press event on Wednesday, attended by Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted, and I would like both of you to comment on how important it is for state or federal support for missions like yours.
Sure, I can start. So Lieutenant Governor Husted, one of the things that's really neat about him, and he was introduced by his wife, Mrs. Tina Husted, he has a foster care background. He was adopted as a young, he's very open about that. So he completely gets it when it comes to kids and children's issues and children of trauma and kids that didn't get the same start in life that a lot of other kids did. And so his remarks were very poignant. I also was able to congratulate him and thank him, as were many other attendees, for the administration, he and Governor DeWine. Some of their initial appointments, no matter what side of the aisle you are on, I have had some of our social workers who were very apprehensive, you know, perhaps about the election results, and all they've done is praise the appointments that have been made out of Columbus. So you have an administration who is dedicated to children's issues, and they are proving that through their actions with the appointments that they've made for children's services.
Yes, and I would agree with Paul. We had a great event yesterday, very well attended. We really appreciated that we had support from community leaders, from the Lighthouse Board of Trustees, from many participants and employees from United Healthcare and the United Health Foundation, also from legislative members, and also with Lieutenant Governor Husted and Mrs. Husted. They were so generous with their time. Spent time with Paul and his team and with some of my team, and we got to tour the facility and spend time. We had great discussion about the investments made and the work that Lighthouse Youth and Family Services is doing. I most appreciated, as Paul mentioned, the investment and the time that Lieutenant Governor Husted, as well as this administration, has really invested in children and children's services. As I mentioned, according to the 2018 America's Health Rankings report, Ohio ranks 45th with respect to children's health in across the nation. And so there's work to be done, and work has already been done through great partners like Lighthouse Youth and Family Services. But to have the support of this administration, even the investments they're already making and the work already done, including the investment of time that Lieutenant Governor Husted and Mrs. Husted made yesterday, in this event just shows the power of that public-private partnership when we can all work together. It just improves the health of our communities, and the administration's been committed to that.
Paul, Heather commented that there's still work to be done, and perhaps as an organization on the ground, Lighthouse Youth and Family Services, you can tell us what other challenges are still in front of you outside of all the good news of the last couple of days with this grant award. What's ahead? What still needs to be taken care of?
Some of the large systemic issues that we face in all of our urban areas across Ohio, I think we have a lot of similarities. So one of the biggest ones for us is poverty and what it does and the impact it has on our families and our kids that are growing up in poverty. Affordable housing is a big part of that. That Lighthouse in the housing space, we don't go above age 24, but a lot of affordable housing issues impact our young family members who might be displaced due to an eviction or due to losing their home. Transportation issues are particularly acute in Cincinnati, and I'm sure they are as well in the greater Dayton area. You know, we have to find a way to have affordable housing in our urban core or near the core. We have to have a way for people to get to jobs, for people to get to doctor's appointments, or for us to get to them. You know, so I would say, other than youth homelessness, where we spend a lot of our time and clinical outreach, it's probably affordable housing and transportation that we're very focused on as sort of policy issues here in Hamilton County as well as Dayton. The statistics that we have, Jerry, show us that, and this is according to Housing and Urban Development, so this is a very strict definition of homelessness. This is either on the streets or in shelter. So in Hamilton County, we have approximately 7,200 homeless individuals, and of that, approximately 2,500 or 35% roughly are under the age of 25, which is a startling statistic. Now, some of those are with family members, but many are 18 to 24 segment, young adult or teenage, that are literally on the streets or in shelter with agencies like Lighthouse.
The only thing I would add is, as Paul noted, that he's focused on, obviously, children 17 to 24 transition from homelessness into homeless youth, but he mentioned also focus on affordable housing and transportation. And I will say that we share that. And so as we think across our communities, whether we're in the healthcare space like United Healthcare and the United Health Foundation, or whether we're in direct community support of children and youth like Lighthouse Youth and Family Services, I hear the same things. We're all focused on many of the same things, and those are those essential needs that our children, our youth, and our families have across our communities in Dayton and Cincinnati, you know, across Hamilton and Montgomery County, and we see that across Ohio. So the commitment from Paul and his staff working to, you know, provide stability and security and safety and stable housing for our youth is so important to our communities. We're focused at United Healthcare on the same things because we believe that's vital to health and strong health outcomes and making the healthcare system work better for everybody. So we look forward to partnering, continue to partner with Lighthouse Youth and Family Services as we enter year two of our grant, but also to find other ways to partner with Lighthouse and other community organizations to tackle many of these things that are barriers to healthcare, but also to healthy lives and well-being by all the residents of our county. So we look forward to continuing to focus on things like transportation, housing, stable environments in housing, and healthcare across our communities.
And I would just say, Jerry, in closing, I think we live in a really exciting time right now in the state of Ohio. We have a strong administration that's dedicated to children's issues. We have lots of social services agencies like Lighthouse and others that have been here for a really long time and are ready for that dedication from the government to really take the next step. And then you have incredible corporate philanthropy like United Health Foundation that's coming in to augment what the government is doing and say, we're ready to partner. So I think it's an exciting time to be in this space because we really have an opportunity to put a dent in some of these societal ills that have been dogging us for decades now, and that would be youth homelessness, homelessness in general, but affordable housing, transportation, some of these things, and really create a stronger community in Cincinnati and Dayton and throughout the state of Ohio.
We've been speaking with Heather Cianfrocco, CEO with United Healthcare, and Paul Hafner, President and CEO of Lighthouse Youth and Family Services. Thank you both so much for your time today and the work that you're doing for Ohio communities.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jerry.